Murder Monday is brought to you by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Lower your heating bills with a professional insulation installation by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Visit CAMSroofing.com to schedule your free estimate.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rape was just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Now, the reason we do Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. Call them, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are we covering today for Murder Monday?
The Luby's Massacre. It is a beautiful fall day in October of 1991 in Killeen, Texas. Susanna Hupp has just finished up with a patient at the chiropractor's office she works at. And her mom and dad walk in after being at the golf course all day and ask if she wants to grab some lunch with them at the local Luby's Diner. It's packed with people, about 160 to be exact, which is more than usual. And it is so hard to find a place to sit that Susanna and her parents end up picking a table in the back by the wall. There are giant plate glass windows facing the street with brick columns in between. And all of a sudden, the diners hear tires squealing in the parking lot. A blue Ford truck is speeding right towards the giant plate glass windows of the diner. The driver of the truck has eyes that are so evil and so horrifying looking that one customer later described them as fried eggs. They were white with almost no pupils.
Ugh.
The truck blasts through the floor-to-ceiling window. It drives right over the table that Susanna and her parents normally sit at. At first, Susanna thinks the man crashed into the window by accident. People are knocked over and injured, screaming. The truck comes to a stop once it's completely inside the restaurant. You can see photos on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It crashed with such force that even once it's completely stopped, the truck is still bouncing on its shock absorbers. All of a sudden, the man's arm pops out of the truck holding a 9mm Glock. The man looks at a cashier standing in front of him and shoots her twice in the chest with such force that she flies backwards. The man uses his other hand to open the door to the truck and gets out. As fast as he could go, the man just starts firing at people standing in the service line one by one. People are yelling and screaming, "I've been hit! I'm hurt!" People start pushing their tables over and ducking behind them. The customers are now getting into survival mode. Susanna and her dad are two of the people who decide to flip their table over and get behind it, with their mother hiding behind them up against the wall. Susanna is expecting the gunman to say something like, "This is a robbery," but instead she just keeps hearing gunshots. Susanna realizes that this guy is simply walking around shooting people. The truck is blocking the middle of the restaurant and the entrance is right by the truck. There is no way to get out without being shot. The only exit is through the back of the restaurant, but that door is locked, so people cannot get out anyways. The only real possibility is to run out through the hole in the window where the truck crashed in, but then diners risk being shot in the back.
I watched him come around the front of the truck. We were on the passenger side of the truck. He would take aim, pull the trigger. Then he'd walk to the next person and he would take aim and pull the trigger. And that's when I thought, I've got this guy. I've got him. I used to carry a gun in my purse, and at that time in the state of Texas, it was illegal. So I reached for my purse on the ground next to me and realized that about 3 months earlier, I had made the stupidest decision of my life. My gun was 100 yards away out in my car because I did what most normal people would do. You think, oh, what are the odds of my needing it in the middle of the day in a crowded restaurant? So here was this guy with his guns, with complete control over the restaurant, and I had no way of going against him. I remember looking at my purse and thinking, what do I do now? Throw my purse at him?
So when a semi-automatic runs out of bullets, the breech will come back and stay back. So when it comes back, a retired colonel in the restaurant yells, his gun is empty. And the gunman turns and looks at the colonel, making eye contact. His face is tight and drawn. His eyes are huge white saucers. And then he pulls out another gun. He fires at the colonel and another man and puts another clip into the other gun that is empty. From that point on, the gunman has two guns as he's shooting at people at random inside the restaurant. He begins a clockwise motion, shooting people at random. He's yelling at the women in particular, though, calling them vipers and bitches, saying, look what the women of this county have done to me. I'm going to make you all pay, and I'll kill you all. A man comes out from hiding under one of the tables and sits up on his knees. As the gunman turns and sees him, he shoots him in the chest, and he falls backwards. Susanna and her parents are still hiding behind their table. And Susanna realizes that this deranged man's only goal is to kill as many people as possible. She thinks, what could possibly be so wrong in this guy's life? How could he be so screwed up to be doing something like this? Susanna's father, who's on the floor next to her, says, I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. Susanna grabs him by the shirt collar and she says, but you can't go at him. He's going to kill you. But when he sees what he thinks is an opportunity, her dad runs at the gunman. The gunman turns, sees Susanna's father, and shoots him in the chest. As this is happening, there's a young woman and a child. The child is 3 or 4 years old, just screaming, and the gunman is yelling, shut that kid up or I'll kill him. Shut that kid up or I'll kill him. He finally tells the young mom, get your kid and get out of here. And at first, the mom doesn't trust him, so she stands there paralyzed with fear, holding her screaming son. He yells it a second time, and she runs out with her kid to safety. Well, that woman's mom is also with them. And when her mom stands up to run out with them, the gunman shoots and kills her. Will Susanna and her mom make it out of the Luby's massacre alive? Find out next as Murder Monday continues on The Joe and Alex Show.
Photos, Alex, are up now on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Crime scene photos, photos of the gunman, photos of Susanna Hupp. It is October 1991 at a Luby's restaurant in Killeen, Texas. Susanna is eating with her parents for lunch when a blue Ford truck comes barreling into the restaurant through the glass windows. The man steps out of the truck and starts shooting people, one of them being Susanna's father, who bravely tried to tackle him. Over a dozen people have been executed at this point. He starts reaching under the cafe tables where people are hiding, grabs them by their hair, and screams, "Tell me, was it worth it?" and shoots them in the head. After Susanna's dad tried unsuccessfully to tackle the gunman, her and her mom stay hiding. Where they are, the gunman and his truck are blocking them from escaping. Susanna hears a window way in the back of the restaurant being broken, and at first, she thinks it's another gunman crashing his car into the restaurant. But then Susanna notices people getting out that way. One man had thrown his own body through the window to create an escape route. Susanna peeks up across the top of her upturned table, and when she thinks there's a chance for escape, she grabs her mom and says, come on, come on, we gotta run and we gotta get out of here.
I thought for sure he's gonna see what I'm doing and he's gonna turn around and he's gonna shoot me in the back. And I just waiting every time I heard the gunshot, waiting to feel it was dreadful.
As they're running, the gunman straddles a man who's lying on the floor. He has one foot on either side of him, and he had shot him earlier in the arm. So the man is on his stomach, playing dead, hoping the gunman doesn't kill him. The gunman takes his gun and puts it right to the back of his head. And as he pulls the trigger, the man named Kirby hears an explosion that is so loud it's deafening.
When I heard the explosion, I thought I was dead. I started looking for the lighted tunnel, my grandmother, you know, Jesus, an angel, something, and nobody was there. And this is when I realized, and I literally said it to myself, I said, the jerk missed me. And I pulled my head up, and I could see a tear in the carpet right by my finger. I remember hearing the police yell at him, it's the police, drop your weapon and give up. Only thing I can think of, was that he turned to look, and when he did, he pulled his hand and shot and tore the carpet next to me. So as you can see, thank God he missed the second shot.
Wow, how lucky is that?
Really lucky. Susanna and her mom are running towards the back window to escape, and the gunman shoots towards Susanna, but hits a woman close to her. She gets to the broken window, crawls through it, loses her shoe, kicks off her other shoe so she can sprint, and she turns to say something to her mom, and that's when she realizes her mom is not next to her.
It hadn't occurred to me at the time when I was running out the building, but my parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary 2 weeks prior to this event. Mom wasn't going anywhere without Dad. I had no idea where my mother was. I had no idea where the gunman was. I was scared at that point. And one of my patients was a police officer out by his car. He had helped to set up a perimeter. And he made a hand signal to me telling me to stay back.
Three policemen enter the cafe and start a gunfight with the man inside. The gunman is shooting at the police, and they shoot him in the forearm. He drops one pistol and runs towards the bathrooms, but he can't get in because customers are holding the doors closed. So he hides behind a partial wall in between the bathrooms and keeps shouting and shooting at police. There are bodies everywhere. One of the policemen takes position behind a flimsy three-layer serving cart and is yelling, "Give up! Drop your weapons! Come out!" And the gunman yells, "No! I'm gonna kill more people." But the gunman finally runs out of bullets and puts the gun to his temple, and he kills himself. Susanna goes back inside with the police, and that's when she sees that her mom had run to her dad, put her head down, and the gunman had pulled the trigger. The gunman was George Hinard, and he killed 23 people that day at the Luby's Diner and wounded 20 more. It was the largest shooting in U.S. history at the time in 1991. Susanna Hupp ended up in the Texas House of Representatives for 10 years. She became a leading advocate of an individual's right to carry a concealed weapon and also wrote a book called From Luby's to the Legislator, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control. Her concealed weapons bill was signed by then Governor George W. Bush. And there are crime scene photos on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, pictures of Susanna, the gunman, and that blue Ford truck right there inside the Luby's restaurant. If you've never been to a Luby's, it kind of reminds me of like a Golden Corral type of situation.
Okay.
So that's kind of the vibe. And it's very 90s looking in there, you can see. So go see those. Hopefully I won't get them taken down by Instagram.
Yeah, that always seems to happen on a Murder Monday. Thank you so much, Alex. That's at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.